From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government forces failed to regain control of a Syrian prison. Nearly 800 detainees, mostly political prisoners, have been in revolt at the Hama Central Prison for nearly a week. Syrian opposition leaders warn of a possible massacre of detainees, calling on the international community to take action. Conditions at the prison are said to have deteriorated since government forces stormed the prison Friday night and seized its food supply. Militants affiliated with the Islamic State group have claimed responsibility for killing 8 plain-clothed Egyptian police officers outside Cairo. Egypt's state-run MENA news agency says gunmen in a small pickup truck pulled up to a van carrying the policemen, got out and opened fire before fleeing the scene. President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. KCNA says Mr. Kim is also willing to normalize relations with nations that had been hostile toward the North. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has called an early election for July 2nd. Opinion polls indicate the election could be a close contest between the opposition Labour Party and the ruling coalition. Labour Party leader Bill Souton lost no time in going on the attack.
Australians have a clear choice. A choice between Labour's positive plans for the future and 3 more years of dysfunction, of dithering, and of disappointment.
Mr. Turnbull hopes to win a second 3-year term for his Liberal National Coalition. This is VOA News. Donald Trump, the presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee, said Sunday he is not at all that worried that key party leaders are not unifying around him.
I think it would be better if it were unified. I think it would be there would be something good about it, but I don't think it actually has to be unified in the traditional sense.
Trump spoke on ABC's This Week. The last 2 Republican presidents and numerous other party officials say they will not support Trump. The party's top current elected official, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan, said he is not ready to endorse Trump. Other conservative leaders have raised the possibility of fielding a third candidate against Trump and Democratic leader Hillary Clinton. Sunday was Mother's Day in the U.S. and scores of countries around the world. President Barack Obama honored his wife, Michelle, in his weekly address.
So this weekend, I'm going to take a little extra time to say thank you to Michelle for the remarkable way she does the most important job, being a mom.
President Obama. Greek protesters on Sunday hurled firebombs at police guarding the parliament building. Police responded with tear gas. The protest came ahead of a vote later in the day on pension and tax reforms, which was demanded by the country's European creditors. If approved, the measure will dramatically increase Social Security and pension contributions from workers. There finally is some encouraging news about the huge wildfire that has destroyed a large part of Alberta in western Canada. Alberta Premier Rachel Notley says the fires are a lot smaller than what authorities believe they were. Notley said experts anticipated the flames would have doubled in size by Sunday, but have instead have grown much slower, much more slowly. The fires also have not crossed the border into neighboring Saskatchewan, as was feared. Authorities in Afghanistan hanged 6 men who had been convicted of crimes against civilians and public security. Taliban officials swiftly vowed to take what they called immediate bloody revenge. 2 buses have collided with a fuel tanker in Afghanistan, setting all 3 vehicles ablaze and killing at least 73 people. Authorities say dozens of other people were injured in the collision. Officials say the accident happened Sunday morning on a highway linking the capital, Kabul, to the southern city of Kandahar. China's state media say 34 construction workers are missing after a huge landslide in China's southeastern Fujian province. Xinhua News Agency says about 100,000 cubic meters of mud and rocks slid into a hydroelectric power station site under construction in Tining County. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.